If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no better way to offer tribute to a national championship men's basketball team than to have a baseball player on the podcast. Yep. Because baseball isn't boring. Basketball isn't boring. It was kind of boring, actually, national championship game, but baseball is never boring, especially when you look at players who have come from the aforementioned national championship school, and that's the University of Florida in this case. Congratulations to the Gators. And coincidentally, we just sat down with Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford, you may remember, was the fourth overall pick in the 2023 draft, came from University of Florida. He is currently, as we tape this, 8-for-37, 3 home runs, 778 OPS, and a fixture as a foundation of the Texas Rangers baseball team. So sat down with him in brief conversation, baseball isn't boring on the go, really, about how things have changed for him since he made his major league debut. It's going okay, as we had said. He is a fixture. He is part of the foundation. He's part of the solution. He is a legitimate Major League Baseball outfielder. Yes, a guy that you can stick in the middle of the order and get the job done. He has proven that to himself in that respect. So that's why we wanted to talk about in these brief times since he was called up in that first year after being drafted in 2023, how life has changed, how his perspective has changed. So real quick, here's Wyatt Langford. Baseball isn't boring on the go.
All right. There's nobody I'd rather be talking to on the planet right now than Wyatt Langford. So, you know, we look at, you know, making your major league debut after being drafted. Like, when you're drafted, you're sort of like, okay, here we go,
yeah.
Right? But now, like, then you get to the major leagues. And even when you get to the major leagues, like, well, things are different.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest lessons learned?
I feel a lot of it is, like, the travel is pretty crazy. You don't really realize that. It's kind of something that you don't really think about. You know, every 3 days, potentially, you're in a different city. Like, time change, all that. So, make sure you take care of your body, you know, like, sleep and stuff like that. And then just how to prepare your body, like, to get ready to play every day.
Mm.
I mean, you're playing every single day for the most part, so it's all...
It's not college anymore,
you know,
right?
It's a whole lot different than college, or especially high school.
Well, that's the thing. You go, it's like a blink of an eye between high school, college, and professional. And you're like, hey, this is going to be great. And sure, you get planes. But it's a lot of baseball, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of baseball.
So when was it when you got to the major leagues, was it something that you'd immediately like, oh my goodness, this is different? You know, I know that's a big question.
I mean, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything you think of is different. I mean, from the amount of fans we get now versus, I mean, the most we played in front in college just 15,000.
There's no third deck.
World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of bigger stadiums. Obviously, the competition is as high as it gets. So going out there and facing that every day is difficult.
Was there a holy crap moment for you?
There really wasn't.
No.
Playing at Dodger Stadium was probably the closest I ever got to that last year when we were played there. The first night game there is sold out, playing the Dodgers. Yeah. It still really wasn't nothing crazy.
No. Why was that? Like, just because it was like, scene? I mean, people understand, it's a whole scene.
Yeah,
you walk in.
It's like a, you feel like you're in kind of like a movie or something. they got good players, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei. So just all that kind of stuff.
Okay, last thing, cliche question, but what are you better at now than you were like a year ago?
Probably just staying true to myself. I feel like last year I was asking everyone for help and stuff, trying to fix everything. Like, now I kind of feel like I know what's best for me, as far as, my swing and all that stuff.
Were you, not to psychoanalyze, but were you like, hey, listen, I have to be really, really good out of the gate, and so I got to ask everybody everything, and I got to change this and that and this, instead of understanding that, hey, there's a reason why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just I would have one bad at bat or one bad game, and be like, oh, I need to fix my swing and stuff like that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, appreciate Wyatt swinging on by, and why we had Wyatt on, I loved going through the draft. I love going through drafts and picking apart and looking at how drafts unfolded and have a little bit of retrospect when it comes to who should have gone where, who was taken. Because 2023, I don't know if you've noticed this, science suggests it wasn't that long ago. So that draft is sort of fresh in our mind. That draft will forever be known as the Paul Skeens draft. Paul Skeens drafted at the top, number one overall pick, Pittsburgh Pirates. And we had Ben Cherington on, and part of what he said when we had him on, go check out that podcast from last year, where he said, you look at February and March, their inclination wasn't to take Skeens. It was, you're taking a chance and taking a pitcher. It was probably to take a position player. So you're looking at like a Dylan Cruz or a Wyatt Lang for someone like that. But they obviously picked Skeens and that worked out. The number two overall pick, Dylan Cruz, who's now playing for the Washington Nationals, off to a tough start this year, 3-32, 31 games last year. He obviously came from LSU. Now, the first high school pick in that draft was the number three overall pick, was Max Clark. Max has a lot of swag, MLB really leaning into his personality. You saw him at the World Series, and he's doing all right for himself. He's living up to the hype. Listen, if it's one thing to have all the swag, to have all the attention and everything else, as long as you produce, it doesn't make a difference. Now you've created a brand for yourself. He's in high A right now. He's 4-10 with six walks. So he has 10 at-bats and 6 walks, Max Clark, outfielder. Then you get to Langford, Wyatt Langford, who we just heard from. Then we get to Walker Jenkins, another high school kid, Minnesota Twins, top 10 prospect in baseball. Had a little bit of an ankle issue in the spring training, but he's bouncing back. He's all right. He's going to play. Now, number 6 overall, Jacob Wilson, a lot of people thought the A's reached for him, the draft. I remember we were sitting in Seattle when he was announced. We got a chance to talk to him a little bit. Came from Grand Canyon University, and he just hits. All he does is hits. In 366, 15-41, as we sit here, 2 home runs. A lot of people think that this is a guy who's going to win the batting title someday. Other guys who have made it to the major leagues in that 2023 draft, you might have recognized the name, Chase Dolliner, who just was called up with the Rockies, pitcher, 9th overall pick for Tennessee. Another one, the 11th overall pick, Nolan Schanuel. He made his major league debut before this year. He's with the Angels. Matt Shaw, he's made his major league debut this year with the Cubs, playing third base, 13th overall pick. The next guy who made the major league pick in or major leagues in that draft, who has made the major leagues in that draft, that was poor.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poorly said, but you forgive me. I'm rattling through these guys in this draft, 2023 draft, 24th overall, Hurston Waldrop. He's with the Braves. Has made a couple starts, a little bit of a rough debut, but he's in the rotation there for the Braves. Then you have to go all the way to number 62. Yes, the Guardians, all they do is develop pitcher Andrew Walters, number 62 overall. And he's a reliever doing really, really well. A big part of that bullpen with the Guardians. So, as we said, obviously Skeens in the majors, Cruz in the majors, Max Clark not in the majors yet, Wyan Langford in the majors, Jacob Wilson, Dolander, Shunwell, Shaw, Waldrop, Walters. Those in the top two rounds, those are the guys in that 2023 draft who has made it. So, we obviously think Skeens is at the top of the list. That's going to be the guy who is the be-all, end-all when it comes to this draft. But who is going to be the guy of these other names who distinguishes themselves? Really, I think it's a good conversation. I mean, Clark has enormous upside. You have Cruz. You have Langford. We mentioned Wilson. I love going through these drafts. And by the way, as another tip of the chapeau to University of Florida, congratulations once again to the Gators for the national championship. I do want to mention some guys, some of their alumni who have distinguished themselves in the major league. So I just looked at overall WAR for our guys who came from Florida, University of Florida. Robbie Thompson, first of the bunch, first of all the Gators. Remember him? He was the second overall pick in the 1983 draft. Of course, you don't remember that. You might remember Robbie Thompson. I would imagine you would. He's a 33.8 WAR. Next up, Mark Ellis, remember him? Yep. Sort of a utility type infielder, 33.5 WAR. Mike Stanley, remember him? Catcher / first baseman, 20.9. Tied with him is David Eckstein at 20.9. And then the next on the list from the University of Florida, former Gators, who distinguished himself in the majors, Pete Alonso, right now carrying a 20.5 WAR. All right. Well, there you go. There's our homage to Florida, our homage to Wyatt Langford. All right. Baseball isn't boring. @BB isn't boring. Go check it out. Hope you enjoy.